I think having gone this far, they're going to have to push significantly further in terms of exercising actual control over the banks. The British government, you know, in the space of a week, moved from supporting the kind of passive preferred shareholding model that the US has followed so far, saying, no, we'll actually take board seats in these banks. And they really need to do that if the money they've put into it is going to be used to get the banking system going again, rather than just to shore up the positions of the shareholders and debt holders of these banks.
A lot of people would find the idea of the government controlling the banks to be pretty scary, don't you think?
Well, I think there's certainly been a policy trend for the past few decades which has run very strongly against this and has made some pretty strong claims about the superior capacity of financial markets to manage themselves compared to government regulation, whether that takes the form of direct ownership or tight regulation. But I guess the spectacular failure of the entire banking system in this recent episode, put on top of the series of crises of the late 1990s, the dot-com boom and bust and so forth, I don't really think that viewpoint can be taken very seriously anymore.
Besides actually bankrolling what the banks are doing, how effective can governments really be if they're sort of only part owners?
Well, I mean, we've seen they can be quite effective. Even Paulson, although they're being careful to say they're getting non-voting shares, the purchase was really effectively compulsory. They called all the banks in and said, we're going to buy shares on these terms and you have to agree to it. So there is the capacity to direct the banks, and they're really in no position financially or politically to resist government direction at this point. And it's clear that unless we get first interbank lending and then short-term commercial lending flowing again in the next very short period, that the recession that's already underway could turn into the kind of meltdown that people were worrying about last week and that hasn't completely disappeared from prospect by any means.
It's rather bizarre, isn't it, that the right-wing free market capitalists, or the result of their behaviour, is nationalising.
That's right. I think they've pushed, I guess, one of the effects has been of the deregulation has been to push things to such a limit that there's no real alternative. I guess in some ways Australia stayed with somewhat tighter regulation, certainly on the prudential regulation front, and the result is that we haven't seen anything like nationalisation so far, although the extensive guarantees that we've seen certainly do put the public in a position of bearing a fair bit of the risk associated with banking. So certainly that whole push, which has been going on, as I said, for several decades, has really come a spectacular cropper.
But in a way, if governments around the world really were about supporting this, the economic system as it exists at the moment, then they should actually not go down the road of nationalising the banks and putting the money in, because it only allows, doesn't it allow the corporate cowboys free rein to do what they like, yeah, and the government will clean it up?
Indeed. I mean, I think that's the big concern, is that there's still a lot of people, certainly among the US, people like Paulson in particular, who really see this as a temporary, unfortunate rescue, and when this is all finished, we might tighten a few things up, but essentially we'll go back to normal. I think the prospect of a return to the pre-crisis normal is fading away, though. I think it simply won't be feasible to achieve it. I think fairly clearly the amount of public money that's gone in means that at an absolute minimum we'll see much tighter regulation of the banks and so forth. The other thing is that many of the speculative markets for derivatives and so on of various kinds that blossomed during this period of deregulation have really shut down, and so looking at the mess they've caused, it's hard to believe the regulator will allow these markets to restart.
So the end of the way in which capitalism has run over the last number of years?
I think so. I think this is a huge failure for the economic model of the past 20 or 30 years, and I don't think it's going to be easy to recover from that.